A collision between two Republican members of Congress highlights Tuesday's primaries in Georgia. Democrats control the redistricting process in the state. Last year, they drew boundaries which forced Bob Barr to run against John Linder in the same district, a district that spans most of Atlanta's northern suburbs. Both Barr and Linder are strong conservatives with similar voting records. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the difference is in their styles.
Tuesday's primary has caused consternation among Republicans in Georgia and across the country. Even before the election, they know they'll lose one strong conservative member of Congress. And it's a tough choice, says Rusty Paul, former chair of the Georgia Republican Party.
If you look at Bob Barr and John Linder, philosophically, there's not a molecule's separation between the two of them. But when it comes down to style and emphasis, they're poles apart.
Bob Barr is known as a pugnacious warrior for the Republican Party. He's proud to say he was the first congressman to lead the impeachment charge against President Bill Clinton. He has taken on what he sees as a battle against the liberal enemy. At a campaign rally and barbecue in Cherokee County, Barr seemed pleased to be known as the number one Democratic target and criticized Linder's call for a crossover vote.
Of course, that shouldn't surprise us. John's out there trying to get Democrats to vote for him. I'm not kidding. He's going out there saying, oh, we need to get Democrats to vote for me. Well, Democrats don't like Bob Barr. Well, duh. You know, this is the Republican primary, John.
Barr was flanked by a dozen conservatives, including representatives of the National Rifle Association, the Traditional Values Coalition, and G. Gordon Liddy, who calls the race critical.
In the military, we say Bob Barr is the kind of man who marches toward the sound of the guns. And that's what you need.
John Linder is more subdued than Barr. Linder is known as the Republicans' insider, the behind-the-scenes fix-it man. This week, his campaign stops included visiting Five Forks Middle School, where he led the Pledge of Allegiance, and asked students what they had learned about the primary.
That in 2000, you were unchallenged for the 11th Congressional District? Congressional?
Yeah, 2002 is not like that. This is a real challenge. This is a real race. And when it's over, both Bob Barr and I will probably have spent $2 million.
Much of that money has gone to buy TV ads like this one.
Why do the folks who live here support Congressman John Linder in the August 20th Republican primary?
John Linder is a leader I can trust.
John is my type of conservative.
John Linder gets things done for his district.
John Linder seeks solutions, not sound bites.
Barr is counting on endorsements from national figures, such as the NRA's Charlton Heston.
Two good men. That's true. But for your congressman from the 7th District, there is only one choice. My longtime friend, Bob Barr. Bob is the very definition of the word leader. He stands up for his principles and is a staunch defender of the Constitution.
The lack of major differences between the candidates has led to some interesting accusations. Barr claims Linder supports the gay agenda because he signed an anti-discrimination agreement. Linder scoffs at the idea. For his part, Linder has referred to Barr's three marriages, pointing out that he, Linder, has been married to the same woman for 39 years. Meanwhile, voters having lunch at the Rexall Cafe in Duluth, Georgia, seem evenly divided, and many of them are still undecided. Fred Megan is among those who are annoyed about having to choose between the two.
It's going to be a close race. Win or lose, my opinion, we'll lose a good man. And it's all of this redistricting plan they came up that has caused us to lose a good representative in D.C.
In this Republican district, the winner of the primary is all but assured of winning the seat in November. But there will be at least one less Republican in the state's congressional delegation, exactly what the Democrats here intended. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.